I think we've all enjoyed Rick this week, and so I'd like to have him come on up. You were planning on this, right? A little wrap up?
I don't rap.
Okay.
I'm a country music fan. God made country music. Well, folks, hopefully, if in a small way, let me pull my, this will have new meaning for you, at least in, hopefully in some way. As we think about follow me, I tended to want to focus on if we are following, what would be the results in our own lives, right? What would happen in ourselves? And so if we think about that, think about these passages, which are very familiar to you. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. It never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now, our knowledge is partial and incomplete. Would you all agree? We don't know much, right? And even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. We've talked about maturity, and if we follow him, then we're to mature. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Borrowing from my Jewish heritage, all of my kids had a bar mitzvah, a Christian version, but I gave them all a rite of passage when they turned 13. So there were no teenagers allowed in my house. They're only 13 or 14 or 15, but they became young men and young women when they turned 13, and I treated them that way. With adulthood come certain responsibilities, right? And so they had additional responsibilities on their life when they became 13 young men and young women. But they also not only did have certain responsibilities, they also had certain rewards that go along with being healthy young men and women. And so I took that verse truth seriously. When do you become a child? When you're born. But when do you become an adult in this culture? We don't know. It's a legal age. It's a legal definition, age 18. But every culture in the world has a rite of passage into adulthood except the West. It's a legal definition. And I gave my kids that. I used to say to them, hey, you're a young man. Don't act like a child. If you want to be 10-year-old, you can, but we've already done that once. I don't need to do it again. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever. Faith, hope, and what? And of those, the greatest is what? Love has atoned to it. If we're following him, then the result of following him, would we be more loving? We'd be more caring. We'd be watching our tone. We'd become more self-aware when we're not being loving. And we wouldn't yell at Tom when he's sleeping. Right? Because love wouldn't do that. Love would have just let him sleep and confront him later. I want to thank you guys for just allowing me, well, Fort in particular, for allowing me to be a part and to speak. And so I want to thank you all, Fort, but I want to thank you families for allowing me to speak into your life. And I hope and pray that in some small way, Father's taken something that I have shared from my life, my story, my journey, and hopefully it's enriched you so that maybe there's been a measure of healing, a measure of inspiration for your life, So you didn't come here and learn something. And, oh, that was nice. That you've been inspired to become something different, be something different, and do something different. And when you do that, you will actually make a difference that makes a difference. Got it? So thank y'all.